body training for acupuncturists, physicians, and holistic practitioners. This is about your light body and the process for activating it. Now, if expanding your consciousness and elevating and expanding your clinical results is of importance to you, you'll find this information really valuable. Your light body is a gridwork of light and sacred geometry that surrounds and permeates the physical body and interconnects it with the higher spiritual bodies. It connects you with your multidimensional aspect of yourself and the infinite. Your light body is part of your energetic anatomy. It's just as real as any physical part of your body, like your finger, your gallbladder. It just can't be physically sensed in the same way. Now, the fact that you are listening to this and finding this information of interest enough to take your precious time to watch it shows me that you already have an attunement with this subject and perhaps are ready to take a step into it's more or less dormant in most people at this time. Now, the reason so many of us are not experiencing our light body very much is because of that over-focus on materialism and on the mind in our culture. You know, babies and very young children are very much in touch with their light body. That's why people love to look at babies and just stare at them and be around them, because they're little light generators. They're just pouring it out. But what happens for most people is at a very young age, they learn that they don't get approval and love for being that light generator. They start getting approval for doing things that people expect them to do and pleasing other people and or maybe looking out for other people that are hurting them or having to see things on TV and put names and labels on them and this kind of thing. And the light body just goes into dormancy. That's what's happened to most of us in this culture. Developing your light body is an evolutionary alchemical process of transforming body, mind, and spirit. Now, as I mentioned in the last lesson, we exist in relationship with the earth. And the overall frequency pulse of the earth, called the Schumann resonance, is already rising, and it's been verified by scientific observation stations. And we're very much in sync with that. Now, what I want to go through in this lesson is that there are several parts of our body and our being that are most involved with the process of light body activation. Those are our DNA, our meridians, our chakras, and our nervous system. And of course, other parts are too, but those are the ones I want to discuss today. So let's go through some of the knowledge of how light body activation works with each one of those parts of us. Starting with talking about DNA. Now, as you know, DNA is considered by science to be a double helix in a coiled shaped pattern that holds all these nucleotides that determine all our traits and pretty much everything that makes us up. And at the end of each DNA strand are caps that are called telomeres that protect the ends of the DNA strands. Now, this is known very well in science what the standard definition of DNA is. Now, many cutting-edge scientists are discovering some really amazing things about DNA that have not been commonly accepted. One of them is that DNA actually emits light. Now, one of the researchers that first brought this out and really did the real convincing research was Fritz Albert Popp from Germany. Starting in 1970, Popp started using these devices called photomultipliers to measure the subtle energy emanations coming off the body. And he was able to prove that there is this light emanation that he started calling biophoton emissions. And that term has come into very common use, and it's used all over the world now by all kinds of different scientists and practitioners. In fact, his work has gotten so well accepted that it's actually used in the agricultural industry now to monitor the health and diseases of plants. So Popp was able to determine that the light coming off the body, these biophoton emissions, actually communicates from one part of the body to another. And it actually can communicate with other organisms at a distance, even hundreds of miles away. I mean, he did some really amazing research. Like in some of his studies, he would take two plants and put them in two sealed cages, two sealed metal boxes with only a quartz window in between them. And if some kind of cut or thing was done to one plant, the other plant would register a change. And yet if you put glass in between instead of quartz, that wouldn't happen. So it had to be something that could allow certain frequencies and wavelengths of light to go through, which quartz does and glass doesn't. So you could go online and just Google Fritz Albert Popp biophoton emissions and get a lot of this information about the research and read it for yourself. But since he started that pioneering work, so many other people have corroborated it and brought it out to new levels. Now, Pop was able to verify that the biggest generator of light in the body is the DNA. And I've seen that from quite a few other researchers as well. And that, so basically, DNA are light-emitting fibers. And the light that they're emitting has a very definite communication property. One of the really fascinating things that Pop was able to demonstrate is that patients with cancer have diminished biophoton activity. And depending on the severity of their cancer, or at least in the areas where the tumors are, it's basically like the light has gone out in that area. There's no more light activity. So that's led into quite a few therapies for working with cancer using light, which in many cases has shown some very, very good promise and results. Now also, another interesting thing, on the other hand, he measured people with multiple sclerosis and some other neurological diseases and found that these people had too much biophoton activity. There was too much light floating and ricocheting inside their body, and somehow it was overamping their nervous system and making it not function properly. And as you well know, many people die from multiple sclerosis at a young age. So much of disease and health has to do with the light emissions within us. Another well-known scientist that's worked with DNA and the light emissions is Luc Montagné, who won the Nobel Prize in 2008 for being one of the co-discoverers of the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV. And some of the other work that Montagné did was to prove and measure and demonstrate that DNA emits electromagnetic fields that could be measured. Now, while this work with biophoton emission can transform disease, it can go beyond that to transform life and consciousness. Now, other scientists have been able to verify that the body produces DNA with more than two strands. In fact, it's quite common that the body produces four-strand DNA that's called a G quadruplex. And the G stands for guanine, which is one of the amino acids, which is in high abundance when that happens. And what they found by testing this quadruplex DNA is that it seems to have a very strong effect at the regulation of many biological systems in the body. And it seems to have a particular affinity for communicating with cancer cells. So now if we go beyond the level of what's been proven by science more into what we'd say is like channeled or intuitive information, quite a few people that I've followed or listened to have claimed that the human beings potentially have 12-strand DNA, but that a lot of it is deactivated. So feel into this for a moment, because things like this that can't yet be proven by external sciences, you can often feel in your own consciousness for a verification is, does it feel right to you or does it not feel right to you? And to me, that is a form of science also, because we have some very accurate intuitive systems within us when we start trusting them. So what they have said about this 12-strand DNA is that that is when we're fully fulfilling our potential, the 12 strands of DNA become activated and they're online working. And according to this information, some of these other sort of missing strands of DNA, when turned on, would bring our bodies to a more radiant level of health and well-being, much more resistant to disease. It would make our minds much more clear and full of light and less troubled. And would also, eventually, if all 12 strands are turned on, bring us into a state of fulfillment and enlightenment. I first heard about this subject of the 12-strand DNA back in the 1980s when I read a book called Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. And again, I had that feeling when I read that book of deep recognition. I just felt a real truth in it when she was talking about the deactivated strands of DNA and that by reactivating them, it brings us to our higher potential. And so reactivating them is very, very important that it's done in the right timing. Perhaps one reason why those strands are deactivated is because most people in the human race just aren't ready for it. Maybe we have to gain a little more inner wisdom and balance before that can happen. But whatever the case is, this is certainly the time now where the door is open to be doing more of this. I mean, this year that we're in now is unprecedented territory on every level. And I really feel very strongly, both from my own experience and observing others, that this is a time to start paying attention to this subject. Now, I have very good evidence that there's controlling factors out here, groups of people that don't want the rest of humanity to switch on their higher DNA and activate their light body. And they use quite a few blocking technologies to try to stop us, like things like chemtrails, things like what's called HARP, which is an electromagnetic emission, certain things that are put in the food and the drugs, and you know, some of the things that come through the mass media that people take in through their cell phones. There is quite a bit of this, and I'm not going to really spend time on that type of thing that's often labeled as conspiracy theory, but I'm convinced that a lot of that is real, and we just have to sort through what's real from maybe what is fabricated. But the thing is that we are ultimately, beyond all those factors, sovereign beings. When we really claim our power of choice, none of those things can stop us. This overrides any of those type of control patterns. Just imagine, with only two strands of DNA active, if we're activating these biophoton emissions that are already creating this amazing communication system and these type of regenerative effects, imagine what would happen if we did have multiple strands of DNA turned on. We could reverse illness. We could be in a state of higher health and higher consciousness. So now the next thing I want to talk about the body systems responding to light body activation, is meridians. Now, according to the universal law of as above, so below, the microcosm reflects the macrocosm. So for instance, the universe, the nebulas, the galaxies are often in a spiral shape. You can see it from NASA photographs. And look at our DNA, it's in a spiral shape. We see this thing over and over again, just like an atom has a nucleus with electrons whirring around it. And then we have a planetary solar system with a nucleus and planets going around it. There's definite energetic connections between the level of the microcosm and the macrocosm. So in the same way, we have a personal meridian system with 12 major meridians, 8 extraordinary vessels, and various minor meridians. And that's our personal energy system that qi flows through. And qi is a relatively lower vibrational substance because it's the junction point between matter and energy. So just like our body meridians circulate qi within our own body, according to the law of as above, so below, there's also universal meridians that interconnect planets, galaxies, and every part of the universe. And we are in direct connection with those through the microcosm and the macrocosm principle, the holographic universe principle. So within our bodies, there's a corollary system that tracks and follows the meridians. It's called the axiotonal system. And they follow the basic meridians. And then over each acupuncture point, which is more on the material energetic level, there's what's called a spin point, which is the higher dimensional aspect of that acupuncture point. So the spin points, which are correlate to acupuncture points, and the axiotonal lines are again the higher dimensional aspects of our own energy circulation system. Now these axiotonal lines are made of light and sound. And that's one reason why light and sound therapies are so powerful in activating these kind of areas. As your light body is activated, the axiotonal system will gradually switch on. When that happens, you'll start being more aware of higher consciousness messages, like from your spiritual guides, more feeling some of these subtle energy experiences, and again, having greater abilities to help people in your clinical practice that you probably didn't have before. So you might ask, what's preventing us from activating these circuits? Well, there's some things in the body that are often called implants. Implants are some type of energetic complex that's purposely put in place for some reason to keep people from activating these higher centers. Now, some of it may have been done from some malevolent intent, and sometimes we do it ourselves just because we feel like we're not ready to do this next level. But part of the process of light body activation is the removal of these blocking implants at the space and time that's appropriate for each person. Some of it just happens spontaneously, and some of it can happen within healing sessions where somebody can actually help you in that process. And so when that happens, you have this natural access to your own systems that was not there before. Now, in my experience, with each level of light body activation, there's usually emotions that come up that we need to feel and accept and give love to and let them integrate and release. Now, the next part of the body I want to talk about in relation to this process of light body activation is the chakra system. Now, the chakras are spinning vortexes within the body that regulate a lot of our functions. They regulate our nervous system, our organs, our glandular functions, and a lot of our emotions and conscious experience. There's 7 major chakras in the body and other minor chakras. And usually most people are carrying various distortions of the chakras. In other words, they're shut down in some ways, or imbalance between the male and female aspect, or sometimes they're only allowing a limited amount of energy through. And you can see all this by testing the chakras with a pendulum or through other types of measurement devices. So what happens in the process of light body activation is that, just like I was explaining with the meridians, your chakras also have a more universal correlate. And these are often called, in metaphysical literature, the rays of creation, R-A-Y-S. So if you read some of the Alice Bailey work and some of this work that was bringing this through originally, it says that there's 7 major building blocks that make up everything in the universe. And those 7 building blocks relate to the 7 major colors. And so everything is made of different rays. You know, the intellect has a certain ray, and the emotional body has a certain ray, and the physical body has a certain predominant ray, and they give us our individuality and our form and our traits. So it's sort of like a cosmic DNA, you might say, something like that. So those 7 major rays correspond to the 7 major chakras inside of us. So as we bring those online with light body activation, you start being more directly in touch with those higher level chakras or rays. So what does that do? Well, in my experience, it makes it much more possible to manifest things with less struggle, more able to vision things and have the resources show up with less difficulty. And of course, just like everything else, it's also connected with more expanded states of consciousness, access to information, more multidimensional awareness. Now, the final part I want to talk about in terms of how our body responds to light body activation is the nervous system. Now, our nervous system is, of course, very much tuned into what our experience is. And living in this third dimensional world with all of the polarities and all the things that people struggle with, nervous system tends to get pretty burdened. So in the state where people start out, there's usually quite a bit of what I call low-grade PTSD. And in my new book I just wrote, I explain more about that. And the very short version is that PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is a sort of stuck in overdrive quality of the amygdala in our brain. In other words, the alarm systems that are meant to keep us safe don't turn off when they should turn off. So, like if you're driving down the highway and you see a car suddenly cut you off at 70 miles an hour, it's very appropriate to have your alarm system go boing and try to make you go into total alertness and put all your energy toward your eyes and your ability to respond and put adrenaline out. But if you're just driving in a leisurely road and you're still feeling tense, which a lot of people do, that's an overdrive reaction. So there's many, many people, there's millions of people in our country that have come back from war or been through severe trauma here in this country that have this state of full-blown PTSD, and it actually tends to make them harder to function. But the rest of us, in my opinion, almost all of us have what I call that low-grade PTSD. It's not as extreme and debilitating as the full PTSD, but that alarm system is just on a lot more of the time than is really good for us. So the thing is, part of the activation of the light body process is a transformation of the body's alarm system so that you feel what I call as your calm center. It becomes easier to feel that core of peace. That's like the eye of the hurricane. No matter what is happening, I mean, the eye of the hurricane does not depend on peaceful conditions. It's there even when a 150 mile an hour hurricane is blowing. There's that calm part in the center. So as you go through this process, it gets easier and easier to stay in touch with your calm center, no matter what's going on around you. And so your nervous system goes through that neuroplasticity and remodels back into a more healthy state gradually. So I'm going to list a few of the symptoms that people go through when they're going through light body activation. You can see if you recognize any of these in yourself or people around you. Now, some sources that I've seen that seem very credible say that there's 12 stages of light body activation, and the human race has already gone through 3 of them as a whole. And now individuals are moving into other levels at higher levels through practices and breath work and intentional choice. So some of these symptoms could be feeling somewhat disoriented at times because you're just sort of unplugged from your old reality. Sometimes people get flu-like symptoms when they're moving through their light body activation for a time. And I experienced that last year, and it clearly was because of this and not just some virus. Sometimes there's temporary periods of sort of a dark night of the soul. Like you don't really know where you are. You don't feel oriented to your old reality, and the new one hasn't fully clicked in yet or integrated. But again, if you understand what's happening, you can sail right through it. Sometimes you just feel this urge to be around different kinds of people. And there's a whole lot of things like this. So it's really good to just understand this so you don't worry if any of those things happen to you. But overall, there's a feeling of expanded awareness. More awareness of subtle energy, more awareness of your feelings, more feeling the energy and chi in your own body, and the interconnectedness you have with all things. So there's activities you can do to further the activation of your light body. Some of them are regular meditation practice. You know, there's no substitute for that. It's just part of that desire that you get in touch with inside of yourself, that you just find the time to sit down and really be with your inner self and develop and cultivate that calm center and the calming of your nervous system and interconnection. Another one is eating a healthy diet with a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, preferably organically grown. That's something that raises your frequency on many, many levels and cleanses and purifies your body, which has to, of course, go along with your energy systems. Another one, which is the greatest wonder drug in the world, is vigorous exercise. That is one of the greatest things that we can do for our health, for our well-being, for our ascension process, for everything, is getting your body to that aerobic level on a regular basis and just building your breathing capacity. It's also extremely helpful to study teachings and to really educate yourself mentally about light body activation, the Merkaba, sacred geometry, so you understand this and you get inspired about it. That's really, really important. And spending time with people, again, I said that earlier, spending time with groups of people who are motivated in this direction is super helpful because it gives you so much support and give each other support in doing this and validating it. And another thing that can be extremely helpful is receiving actual light body activation sessions. This is where you receive infusions of light that come from higher source that help to more rapidly switch on some of these circuits and remove some of the implants and blockages and help you move through these things much more quickly and easily. One of the main purposes of the Bridge to Mastery School is to provide these ascension tools and support systems to light workers. And this is a very powerful purpose because each light worker, each doctor, acupuncturist, and healer who activates their light body is able to then touch an entire level all the people in their circle, all their patients and clients and friends and loved ones. And it spreads out in that way. And that's how the planet changes.